8:30, and Andy Spinelli from the Mid-Continent Railway Museum is on the phone with me for our Party Line interview today. And Andy, before we get to talk about the museum itself, I have some friends, and they're train people. Many people in the course of I've known people who just love trains. Tell our listeners a little bit about who those train people are. Why do they have those feelings?
Well, there's a lot of people who like trains. It's not just men. It's not just women. Not just children, middle-aged people, older people. A lot of it has to do with trains soothe a lot of things within the inner person. One is heavy equipment. You're always around heavy equipment when you're dealing with trains. Trains deal with woodworking. People love working with wood. Steelworking, welding, machining. Then there's the history aspect. So some of these trains are very old, and they take you back to a different time in our country, the way things were done before air conditioning and before modern computers. And then there's the transportation. Transportation still exists with trains today. It takes you from point A to point B. And then there's the last, which is just the romantic side of being able to travel by train, dining on a train. So railroads and this type of hobby or interest appeals to a lot of people.
I've ridden Amtrak half dozen or so times, and I have found that it is one of the most comfortable ways to travel. You may be on a train for a 24-hour period, but you arrive at the other end and you feel refreshed. It's not like you've been on the road or cramped into an airplane. It's a great way to travel.
I've traveled Amtrak too, and what's interesting is you meet people from all around the country. You may never see or meet them again, but you have interesting conversation. You don't feel the stress of being behind the wheel or in traffic. You can leisurely eat a meal or dine, have a cocktail in the dome car. So you're right. Plus, it's a way to see parts of the country you will never see. You can't see them by air, and a lot of where the trains travel, they travel through areas where there's no roads.
Andy Spinelli on the phone with me. Andy, your titles, I should say, at the Mid-Continent Railway Museum.
Yes,
president, general foreman of diesels, superintendent of buildings and grounds. Does this mean you're a train person? How did you wind up over in North Freedom?
Just a little bit. I went to school to be a history teacher, and I did teach history, so I love history. I actually was inspired when I was about 5 years old. I was downtown Chicago with my dad. He commuted by train from Chicago to the suburbs. And a locomotive engineer looked up at me and said, "Hey, kid, would you like to ride in the cab?" And I was just, oh, my gosh, what a great experience. And I did, and I've been hooked for life.
Tell our listeners a little bit about why the Mid-Continent Railway Museum is located in North Freedom. Tell our listeners a little bit about the history. How long has it been there? What's the story behind the museum in North Freedom?
Well, the line opened up here in around 1904. This is an actual spur that was built by the Chicago and Northwestern, first ran to the little mining town of LaRue. They mined ore and extracted the red pigment to make red paint and red dye. And unfortunately, those mines, they were deep shafted mines. They only existed for about 10 years. They physically could not pump the water out as fast as it was coming in. The mines were deemed not profitable. They shut the mine down, and LaRue kind of became a ghost town. Then a few years later, they discovered quartzite a little further down the line. And the quartzite that came out of this area was a quarry. So it was a strip quarry, and they were using it in the process of fire brick. And that remained open until 1960. So the line had quite a bit of history. Mid-Continent was born in 1959 in Milwaukee. It was a group of individuals that got together primarily to preserve wooden railway cars. The railroads were basically lining them up on sidings and lighting them on fire. And then a couple days later, they'd come by with a magnet, collect all the metal pieces, and the cars were gone forever. So they wanted to preserve some of these wooden cars for the future to be able to experience. So they formed Mid-Continent in 59 in Milwaukee and started storing cars on sidings. And then a few years later, they thought, well, you know, this would be kind of fun to operate these cars, not just restore them and collect them. So they started looking at some other properties, and we were actually out in Hillsboro for a short period of time. But due to some of the regulations, we couldn't really run a steam locomotive out at the Hillsboro facility. Plus, we kind of wanted to own our own. So we started looking for a piece of property to build a museum, and this line was available since it became abandoned in 60. So a few members walked the line, and that's all it was a hunk of abandoned railway at the time. Went to the board and said, hey, we ought to buy this. And we did some fundraising, and we bought the line in 1963 from the Chicago and Northwestern, and we've been here ever since.
Before you and I went on the air, Andy, I told you one of my favorite parts of this program is I get to highlight some of the fantastic things around the state of Wisconsin. So there's the Circus World Museum in Baraboo because of the Ringling history, the Mid-Continent Railway Museum, if I'm understanding you correctly, is in Wisconsin, basically because there were some interested Wisconsinites decades ago who wanted to keep the history of railroads alive. Is that true?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin had a great network of railroads, but the Chicago and Northwestern, you know, you went to, it's basically two and a half hours by rail to downtown Chicago. So there was a lot of passenger service that went through Baraboo, went right through North Freedom. North Freedom actually had a depot. We have the Rock Springs Depot because, unfortunately, the North Freedom Depot was in too bad a condition when it became available to us. We have a couple things, stove and whatnot, from the North Freedom Depot, but we actually picked up the Rock Springs Depot and brought it here. So the first thing you were able to experience when you come here is an early turn of the century wooden Northwestern Depot, and we still use it today for selling tickets.
We're going to talk about what people can see, what they can do, train rides, et cetera, with Andy Spinelli here on 95.3 WBEV this morning. So let's begin. If someone comes to the museum there in North Freedom, what are, before we talk about tours and rides and things like that, if I'm just browsing about, what are some of the things that I'm going to see at the museum?
Well, one of our most interesting things is we have the 1907 Chicago Northwestern 1385 locomotive. That was the last operable Chicago Northwestern steam locomotive, and the Northwestern actually borrowed it with conjunction with the museum all through the 80s and 90s to do publicity for the railroad. Unfortunately, she was worn out, and we wore her out even more. She went to Minnesota, went to Illinois many times, downtown Chicago, Michigan. And the engine has been down for extensive rebuild. We actually fired her up last year for the first time. And either this fall or in the spring, she'll be turning her wheels for revenue service again. There's a couple other Northwestern steam locomotives that are in existence, but this will probably be the only operable Northwestern engine going into the future. So that's pretty neat to be able to see. We also have the 1925 Montana Western 31, and that was built by a company called EMC. EMC was a startup company to basically put the steam locomotives out of business. And Herman Lemp, who worked with Thomas Edison in the Edison laboratories, developed the propulsion system of this car. And that's kind of really the same system we have today with electric generator driven by an internal combustion engine to run electric motors under the floor. The car is pretty much as built and in very good condition. It's actually on a register of National Historic Mechanical Devices of the country. So it's a historic car, big brass plaque next to it. So that car is actually in the process of being able to be put back into service again for special events. So that's a neat car. What's really neat is the cars that you ride on all the time at North Freedom for regular train service, non-special events. They're 1914 Pullman-built steel cars. They're not the wooden cars that we seek out to preserve, because the wooden cars will actually wear themselves out at a museum. So we use the wooden cars for special events. But the 1914 Pullmans, what's neat about them is they are Titanic-era construction. Steel clad with iron rivets. We always tell people, when you get out, touch the side of the car and take a look at it. You're riding in something that was built the same time as the Titanic was built. Titanic was sunk in 1912. So these cars were built a couple years after the Titanic. The Titanic has not finished its first trip yet, and these cars are still in service pulling people today. It's pretty amazing.
Andy Spinelli on 95.3 WBEV. It's Party Line on a Saturday morning. Andy, you are a pleasure to listen to. If I was to, I don't mean me personally, if one of my listeners, let's make, I don't want to, the special tour, but if listeners are interested in coming over to the North Freedom Mid-Continent Railway Museum, do you folks have a regular schedule? Are there like guided tours that people can listen to someone like you, an expert, and get all the background about the exhibits there at the museum?
We do. Unfortunately, a lot of people come and they say, okay, where's the museum? And they're expecting an air-conditioned building with artifacts behind glass. The museum, there's two ways to view it. One is a walking tour, where you'll walk and go through many buildings, kind of got to have your hiking shoes on. A couple of the buildings have beautifully restored cars that are on display. Then we also have cars that are on display in the yard itself, because we do have a freight yard here. And then we also have a engine house that they're working on locomotives and doing repair. We've got an old-fashioned machine shop. And then there's the restoration building where they do woodwork on cars. So there's the walking aspect of the museum. Then there's the train ride. The train ride is, you do go through a pretty scenic area. You're able to see a lot of the Wisconsin bluffs, especially in the fall with the changing of colors. It's very scenic. It's guided by our conductor and train person who's on crew. So they give you a whole explanation as to the area and a little bit about us. But what's neat is at the end of the train, you stop at the old quarry, and we run the locomotive around the train. At that time, you're asked actually if you'd like to exit the train, and there's a viewing platform. You could look inside the cab of the locomotive, talk to the engineer. And then we do everything here still the old-fashioned way. Of course, with all the rules nowadays, we do wear radios. But we do all hand signals, Chicago Northwestern hand signals, and the conductor will explain how we're actually running the locomotive around, throwing switches. Then you're able to go to the other end and watch coupling back to the train, hooking up the airline, doing an air test, and then pulling back to North Freedom. So it's a very informative, even people who are not rail people, who are just tourists, have told us that they have found the end of train explanation, which is about 15 minutes, very useful and helpful in understanding how trains operate.
Andy,
we run Tuesday through Sunday currently. We have an 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock train, so we are closed on Mondays. August 29th is one of our loved special events. It's the Root Beer Float Train. So we actually serve root beer floats on the train, which is kind of neat. September 26th and 27th, we do our vintage rail car tours. So if you're into history, old woodwork, want to learn more about railroads, we have several of the wooden cars that are open with docents. And you spend about 10 minutes inside each car. You get a full history of the car, get to sit in the seats, and experience it, and then we're actually running a wooden car that's all restored with beautiful stained glass, so you can hear the creaking as you go down the line. October 10th and 11th is Autumn Color Weekend, and then October 24th and 26th is our Pumpkin Special.
Andy Spinelli from the Mid-Continent Railway Museum is on the phone with me. Andy, we're going to take a brief break. I'll mention to our listening audience that before we let Andy go at the end of the half hour, we'll make sure he outlines, again, where you can get more information, the schedule, and maybe a touch or two on some of those special events coming up again later in the year. And my listeners are invited, if you have a question you would like me to pose to the president of the Mid-Continent Railway Museum, you can text that to me right now at 920-887-9595. More on the Mid-Continent Railway Museum in just 2 minutes.
The two best things in life are great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Every day, teachers and support staff step up, give their all, and make a difference for students. It's a great time to say thank you. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. We are teaming up with the Badgers to recognize educators who reach, teach, and inspire. Think of an educator who changed your life and tell us their story. Visit weac.org and help us celebrate the professionals who power Wisconsin's public schools.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home. If you're ready to upgrade your home, I invite you to visit Silica, your one-stop shop for appliances, electronics, furniture, bedding, and more. Since 1922, we've proudly served our community with quality products and exceptional service you can trust. Our experienced team is here to help every step of the way, from sales to delivery and installation to service after the sale. Visit us at shopsilica.com or stop by our stores and see why it's Silica for Your Home.
Highs around 74 today under mainly sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 51. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for showers, highs around 72. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's a Party Line Saturday morning here on WBEV. Our topic, the Mid-Continent Railway Museum in North Freedom. My guest, the president of the museum, Andy Spinelli. Andy, I want to loop back to something you mentioned. I do have you've been really clear about what you've been telling my listeners. You've mentioned woodwork, people who love wood. I'm not sure about the connection. Tell me more about, explain why, what are you talking about?
Well, there's many aspects. You know, a lot of us have sometimes taken wood shop in high school, and that's kind of where it ended. But the neat thing about the woodwork that they do here at the museum is these cars are done in, like, very rare and exotic woods, Brazilian mahogany and things of that nature. So some of these woods are actually illegal to harvest nowadays. But these cars are from a bygone era. So what happens first is you have to strip many layers of paint off of the wood. And then once you get down to the wood, there's the restoration of the wood. Believe it or not, some of these hardwoods are in amazingly great shape because they have been protected by paint over all these years. But then there's actually the crafting of wood. Some of the cars were made before we actually had blinds. So the blinds are actually made out of wood to be able to keep the light okay. out of the passenger's eyes. So actually getting in with planers and table saws and manufacturing components is the woodwork that some of our volunteers get into.
Let me now let you focus on visitors to the Mid-Continent Railway Museum, and I've got kind of a combo question here. We were kidding about train people at the beginning of the show. Is the museum good for trained people or non-trained people? That's first question. Second question, how about young people? And third, how about people who have special handicap needs, etc.? So again, trained people and non-trained people, the kids, and then if I am in a wheelchair, how does the museum accommodate me?
Yeah, I've been here running trains for at least 17 years, and it's amazing how we have inspired a lot of tourists because we're in the Dells area. They're non-trained people. Hey, let's go for a train ride. and they'll take the ride and walk around and go, my gosh, this is kind of a neat place. Maybe I ought to think about becoming a member. So we get a lot of people who just enjoy the historical of what we do, of trying to bring this stuff back. Of course, we appeal to the train people. Often when we're running the trains, there'll be people literally alongside the road taking photographs or movies of some of the equipment that we're running. So we do appeal to that group. The young kids, for sure, young kids like trains for whatever reason. We have a lot of kids who come out with mom and dad. Maybe mom and dad aren't so interested in trains, and by the end of their tour, mom and dad are a little bit more receptive to come back. And we've had many families come back because of the kids, and actually had the kids get a little older and then volunteer, and then dad or mom might also volunteer. So it's kind of a neat thing to see a whole family come and get involved at the museum. In the aspect of handicap, yeah, we are very handicap accessible. Of course, some of the buildings like the shop building are a little hard to navigate, but we do have a wheelchair lift. We have handicap parking, so we are able to get anybody who's in a wheelchair or on crutches into the train. Quite amazing. We've had a lot of people who are blind ride the train, and it's amazing how your other senses take over. We have one gentleman, he rides the train every year, and it's amazing because of where we blow the horn, he knows exactly where we're at on the train. So his senses have taken over, and he thoroughly enjoys coming out riding with us and listening and feeling the train go down the line.
If I'm going to be a visitor to the Mid-Continent Railway Museum, about how long should I expect to spend there?
That depends. The train ride itself is an hour long. You can spend, if you're running real fast through the buildings, it'll probably take you about an hour, hour and a half. If you start reading some of the placards and really taking in the history on the cars, tour the yard, go through some of the shop buildings, you could probably plan a good half a day. We've had people who come here who say, well, they're going to take the train ride, and we're actually closing up the buildings at the end of the day, and they're still here. So it kind of all depends how inspired you want to be by history.
Let's change focus from people attending the museum and talk about, if I've got a listener who's a train person out there, can that man or that woman help you get involved? Do you look for volunteers? Do you look for donations? How about if I've got a trained person who didn't know about you? What can they do to help?
We've got 550 members, and they come from all around the country. We actually have one member in England. He's been a member for quite some time. We've got an individual, Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's retired. He comes up 1 week out of the year to come and volunteer. Volunteer-wise, we love our volunteers because they're the people who make the railroad come to action. Either they can teach us skills if they've been in railroading or in woodworking, but on the other hand, if they'd like to learn those skills, we have retired school teachers here, retired railroad workers. We could take somebody who's never ran a train before, and of course, it's quite a commitment. Takes a few years, but we could get you through the program, get you tested, and actually get you carded to be able to run and operate a train. So we have some very gifted people here. We're always open for donations. I always hate asking people or begging for money, but we do not get any state or federal funding. The way that the railroad operates is due to, number one, ticket sales. Number two would be membership, and number three would be donations. And no donation is too big or too small. $5 bills do add up when you're talking hundreds of people giving them at a time for a specific project. This place was built on the backs of the working people. So it's truly amazing what has happened here. Without state and federal funding. And we continue to operate very successful today because of our membership and also because of the people who come through.
Andy, I've got about 3 minutes, and I want to touch on two things. One, all the information, location, hours, and any prices for people who want to visit, and then give you an opportunity to briefly outline those upcoming events. So first of all, if someone wants to head over next week to the museum, what do they need to know about getting there and getting in?
We're located on Museum Road in North Freedom, just the outside of the town. There's a little bridge that you go over. There's a sign there that says Mid-Continent Railway Museum, and it's truly timeless. When you come over that bridge, you roll back into like the 1920s. So that's how you could find us. Look for North Freedom, Wisconsin.
And I know you have special events, very special train rides for different events. You mentioned them briefly before. Give a quick list again for listeners. Maybe something will click and they will be inspired to come on over.
The root beer float train, which is August 29th, is always loved by everyone. Nice root beer float on a hot day. September 26th and 27th is the vintage rail car tours. So that's where you can actually sit inside of about a half a dozen of these beautifully restored cars and talk to by a docent about the history of them and ride in a wooden car. October 17th and 18th is the Autumn Color. You've got October 17th is also the Harvest Flyer. So that is hot cider and hot donuts on the train. October 24th and 25th is the Pumpkin Special. You can ride down to the old quarry, pick a pumpkin, and bring it back to carve. October 24th is Halloween Flyer in the evening. That's a wear costume party on the train. And then the big event, November 28th and 29th, December 5th and 6th, Santa Claus Comes to the Railroad. That's for the Santa Express. You get to sit with Santa, take Santa photos, and then each child gets a gift. And then in the evening on December 5th is a holiday flyer. That's more of an adult train. That's where we serve beverages and listen to carols on the train. The cars are all decorated, so it's always a very fun-filled event. And we have a lot of people coming regularly. So I would suggest if you wanted to come, buy your tickets early because we do sell out for those events.
Andy, you sound like a train guy, so I'm going to give you about a half a minute or so. What is the thing you enjoy most about your position with the Mid-Continent Railway Museum?
The people that I run into. I have inspired a lot of people, and there's no other position in the world that you can do that in, unless you're, you know, at a museum or you're a school teacher. You have thousands of people come through all the time. And to be able to share this history of what everyone has done before us, I am just a little cog in the wheel to be able to represent this to somebody and maybe inspire them. So when they see a train coming, they'll stop and they won't try to beat it and get hit by the train. Or maybe they'll join a museum and try to preserve rail equipment somewhere else or even at our museum.
Andy Spinelli, the cog in the wheel at the Mid-Continent Railway Museum. Thank you for joining us this morning on WBEV.